Network. Ted, what does it signify? We're now in overdrive, ladies and gentlemen. What does it signify to have J.P. Morgan come out and say gold 2,500 by the end of the year or higher? And what does it signify on top of that to have the Federal Reserve come out today and say we're not going to raise interest rates? From my research, that will only intensify overall inflation, correct?
Only way that they can keep the interest rates down. They have no other tricks up their sleeve. The only way they can keep interest rates down is by printing money and pushing it into the system by making loans and mostly buying U.S. government securities like treasury, bonds, notes, and bills. And that's how they're going to force the interest rates down. That means they're printing money. They're going to destroy the value of people's savings in the United States. Man, I hope people can wake up to that. Here's another one. Bloomberg has a headline right here. It says, Vietnam Central Bank allows gold imports to stabilize market. And I can tell you right now, that's telling you who's controlling that country, not the Vietnam government, the Vietnam Central Bank. Well, how many of our boys did we lose during the Vietnam War? Because we're fighting it for the central banks. We did it for them. We're fighting the wars that we're in right now because of the central banks. And I'm tired of it. The United States has a constitution. We should not be turning our control over a banking cartel.
Yeah, we shouldn't be ruled by foreign criminal banks that have signed us on to all of the debt they created so they could buy up the planet and leave us sitting with the bill. It's like they had a 100-course banquet and then delivered the bill to our house and have a SWAT team standing by if we don't pay it, while Lord Rothschild and Al Gore get fatter and fatter telling us they want to put carbon taxes on us. I mean, it's just amazing. Ted, again, you've got a whole list of radio specials. Mention some more of those for listeners that need to take advantage of it.
Well, like I said, I mean, we were talking about those survival bags of dimes, and man, I tell you, people need survival bags of dimes because these dimes are real silver, constitutional silver, pre-1964 silver. For $2,831, you're going to get 1,000 dimes that you're going to be able to use as money when everything falls apart. And believe me, you'll need small gold too. That's why I'm so hot on this franc coin, because it's a fifth of an ounce of gold, and when it comes down to making change, I mean, for goodness sakes, it's almost $2,000 to buy 1 ounce bullion coins now. You know, you're going to have to buy groceries or something. That's why I like small gold, too. You know, people should be moving right now. I mean, we have the Buffalo coins and the quarter-ounce coin that we use to fund the campaign for liberty. I mean, there's just so many different coins that we have. But what people need to do is they need to get it into their mind. This is not a fire drill. This is the real thing. The United States dollar is losing purchasing power. Even if you have only $10,000 in the bank, that $10,000 might only buy you $2,000 worth of goods in just a couple of years.
No, absolutely. 800-686-2237. You've been having to go up on prices. How long do you have to go up on prices on the gold and silver you just mentioned?
Alex, I'm going to be holding it till midnight, but I can tell you gold increased $50 just today alone. Today. So obviously the prices are going to be going up. I can't hold them. The market's just driving that direction, and so it's going to happen. You might as well get your position today, because I have to reposition myself, and I'm going to have to pay the higher prices.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. In closing, Michael Moore to Obama, show some guts, arrest S&P. I agree with him at one level. S&P should be arrested for knowingly being paid by the big banks to certify the derivative fraud 3 years ago, and before that 5 years ago, and going back over a decade ago. But the same mega banks bought and paid for S&P, Moody's, and others many, many years ago. And so he should love S&P. They're financed by the very same bankers that put Obama in. I mean, you just got to love it, Ted. I really appreciate you coming on with us. I'll be back tomorrow, my friends. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Lord willing. Please pray for this operation. I want to thank the crew for the great job they've done. I want to thank you, Ted. I tell you, I wish we weren't right, though, but I can't believe how right we've been, Ted.
It is. It's been amazing, and I wish I were wrong, too, because I'd rather have my kids have a stable country to live in.
Well, at least we got a live preserver of gold and silver. 800-686-2237. We're getting into the riots coming up.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is being reported that a giant bet was placed a month ago against the U.S. dollar. We know who's done that in the past. George Soros and the Daily Mail and others are reporting that there are direct links to Soros, and it's believed that he led the move to do that. Now, of course, S&P is the same criminal organization that knowingly certified that the AAA-rated derivative, totally worthless garbage was pure AAA gold. And that was sold to the U.S. government, state governments, private individuals, pension funds, you name it. And now we are tied to that $1.5 quadrillion, the American people's $600-plus trillion, supposedly, that we owe. Now, I don't usually agree with Michael Moore, but he's challenged Obama to arrest the heads of S&P. I actually talked about that with Webster Griffin Tarpley, economist and historian, yesterday. Because this is economic sabotage. If the banks are being rated AAA, then S&P can't rate the U.S. government less than AAA. It is a fraud on its face. The government can create credit out of nothing like Abraham Lincoln or JFK. And so S&P is engaged in a financial form of terrorism along with the big banks that pay them to rate their garbage. So the very groups that have maneuvered us into this position are now downgrading the United States to bankrupt counties, cities, and states. When we are not bankrupt, if we don't sign on to the fraudulent derivatives, as Naomi Prinz, former managing director of Goldman Sachs, agreed yesterday, as Ron Paul has said, if we say no to all of that fraudulent paper that is not our debts, we are not in the red. We are in the black big time. We have incredible engines of prosperity. We still have a good infrastructure. We still have great minds. The United States has gone from the greatest creditor nation in the last few decades to the greatest debtor nation by fraud. We'll give you the latest on gold, turbocharging to 1,780 plus. Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and others saying they believe it's going to go to 2,500 an ounce in the next 3 months. This is huge news. We told you that was coming. It's just incredible. Fed forced to consider fresh stimulus. We told you that was coming with the Super Congress. This has all been designed. We've called it because we've seen them do this in first world, old world, and third world countries over and over again. This is a standard operation. We've got their playbook. We know what they're going to call. Okay. Let me stop right there. We've got joining us Paul Watson and Steve Watson at the bottom of the hour. Steve is in London. Paul Watson now just lives just north of London. Stuart Rhodes is going to be joining us. His group's been called terrorists now by the police for criticizing the corruption in courtside. Mark Moreno on Al Gore admitting that their entire global warming hoax is imploding and throwing fits. He's going to be joining us at the very end of the broadcast today. Now, joining us from Brixton, South London, is Patrick Henningsen, and he's also going to be on RT later today. He is an amazing documentary filmmaker. He's provided us with amazing footage that we've used covering Copenhagen event. He's reported for us from there. He's a graduate of Cal Poly SLO in California with over a decade's experience in public relations and corporate communications. He lives in the UK, and he joins us, and we'll also give you his website. But he had the courage to spend the last 2.5 days in the middle of it, and he can confirm, and we'll put the map up for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, of the confirmed fires, riots, women jumping out of burning buildings, carjackings, and he witnessed it. And yes, the photos are confirmed. Much of this started as racial attacks on white people, whites being stripped down naked as a form of humiliation, and the politically correct media is now being forced to report on it. This is getting more and more insane by the minute. This is political correctness gone wild. And joining us is Patrick Henningsen from South London, Brixton, the epicenter of the situation that's now spread all over England, in the southern part there of the UK. We'll put that map back up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Patrick Henningsen, thank you for joining us.
Hey, it's good to be with you, Alex. Thank you very much.
Okay, break down why you went down. Obviously, you're a reporter, but your courage to go be in the middle of this melee and how it all started and what you witnessed.
Well, it wasn't so much I was looking to be in the middle of it, but I live in Brixton, so it was unavoidable, basically. But I spent most of Sunday night, we're barricaded in a pub on Stockwell Road, and saw a number of gangs of youths putting things into the road to barricade the road in order to stop vehicles and attempt a series of carjackings, pulling people out of their vehicles or trying to, but successfully in one case, and also beating passersby who were trying to get away from the riots in central Brixton, which was on Sunday, late Sunday evening, early Monday morning.
Okay, we didn't have time to talk much beforehand, so I was just imagining as a reporter that you went down to cover it, but you were actually barricaded in. Please continue with any detail you've got of the type of carjacking that you witnessed, and we were seeing the photos of whites being stripped down naked. In fact, if you guys go to the Daily Mail, we can show folks that it's linked on Drudge Report. And reportedly it started as racial attacks, and now that it's expanded out to both black hoodlums and white hoodlums. Some of the Western media has tried to spin it that it's Muslims, but Paul Watson, Steve Watson say they haven't seen Muslims involved.
Yeah, odd chain of events that started this ball rolling. The first one was in Tottenham. That was on a Saturday evening. That was a demonstration, a public demonstration against a local resident who had been shot fatally by the local Metropolitan Police, allegedly in some sort of a gun sting. Now, that demonstration went a bit wrong and turned into full-scale riots on Saturday night. On Sunday, Brixton had its annual carnival, which is called the Brixton Splash, 30,000 people in attendance. Now, mind you, Brixton is the site of the 1981 riots, which was the UK's equivalent to the Watts Los Angeles riots in the 80s and also earlier in the late 60s. So Brixton has always been a flashpoint for social unrest, or especially for racial tension. The majority of the area is Afro-Caribbean. And although it's very multicultural and very integrated, there is an undercurrent from before of some kind of ethnic unrest between neighbors and so forth.
Well, people need to stop being so passive. Guns or no guns, I couldn't control myself. People were out carjacking folks, and I was even disarmed. I would just put nails through baseball bats and go to town. I mean, this type of stuff, if the police won't protect the people, first they take your guns, then they won't protect you. You guys barricaded yourself in a bar, but so you are confirming that these are basically a race war-style attack is how this began?
Well, it began as an anti-police demonstration. The Brixton riots were what I call the new riot, which is the retail riot. Basically, these are just young kids between the age of 12 and 20 out in mass, using their Blackberries to communicate and to move in groups and to hit specific targets at the same time. They've caught the police on their back heels over and over and over again.
Okay, so correct me. It started, there's a multifaceted, and that's borne out by the news. It started as a police demonstration, then a racially motivated style attack, and then it metastasized into, and that's what it shows now, groups of all colors out just looting trinkets and goodies.
Yeah, basically petty criminal opportunists, but unfortunately, and it probably has less to do with the ethnicity of the culprits and more to do with the economic and the educational disintegration which has taken place in this country under 10 years of Tony Blair's government. But that's another story. But the majority of the Brixton riots, 99.9%, were Afro-Caribbean. Of course, any police officer that will come down in public on a young black man could face another mob on his back and could create another instance. So the political correctness gone wrong, you have actually hit the nail on the head, Alex. That is one of the reasons why communities and emergency services and police and everyone's got their hands tied. Everyone except these kids who are absolutely running wild, who, by the way, Alex, are being directed by their higher-ups in gangs, who are going out, hitting retail stuff to order, being told what to get, where to get it, and this is all being coordinated up the gang chain.
That's now, by the way, everything you're saying has been confirmed. It's all within just a few hours was for sale on eBay and other places online, and they could follow the Twitter as the gang bosses direct them. They could instantly follow that back to its geolocation on its computer or phone and arrest these people. But, of course, they don't. In every case, the 7-7 bombers run by a known member, Mr. Aswat, of MI6. That's Fox News, BBC. Nobody gets in trouble. L.A. riots, police stand down. And now the reports we're getting from Steve Watson is this is going to be used against the general public. Steve Watson, years ago, taking his very beautiful girlfriend out to dinner, the police come over and ask you questions, look at your ID, ask if you're a terrorist, but they don't dare mess with the gangbangers. So they use the crime as a pretext to then come and dominate the general public, and the police are trained to only alert on law-abiding type people. Is that true?
Yep, that's true. And there's a few results that are going to come out of this, Alex. I'll tell you, I'll make a prediction. One, in the media in the next week, when this is calmed down, if it calms down, it's going to be a divide between those who want more security and more police on the ground and heavier law enforcement. enforcement capability. And those who are pro-community and are wanting to actually address the causes of the illness rather than the symptoms.
Patrick, I know you've got to go. You've got to get down to the RT studios to do a report. And we're going to give your website. We're going to do one more segment with you. The answer is firearms.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, Bill, pick up line three. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, everyone knows that I despise the racial division issues that are used to divide and conquer us. But all over the country, including the mayor of Philadelphia and others, are having to come out and, you know, tell black youth to stop rioting, to stop engaging in racial attacks. And it is we are so politically correct in the West now that the people doing this think it's their right to pull over a family, jerk people out of the car, strip their clothes off, and then the media, the British media, the UK media that will report on this is being demonized by other media. Okay, this is very, very serious. That's one reason, if it's not a provocateur action, that the police are standing down. They are that afraid, ladies and gentlemen. And then, of course, the higher-level social engineers, they know what they're doing. They'll just use this to take everybody's rights. So this is very, very dangerous. Hundreds of riots and lootings and attacks. Now, talking to Patrick Henningsen, who is a reporter of long renown, doing a great job reporting for us from Copenhagen at the UN summit, an impeccable source. Patrick, going back, because I brought in the break, I said, what color were the people being dragged out of the cars? And told us. Please repeat on record exactly what you witnessed.
Yeah, I did witness a white male, age 30, his car was stopped, the street was barricaded with wheelie bins or rubbish bins, and he was attempted to pull out of the car, and another passersby came. He was beaten by six or seven men and left there in the rain as they ran up the street. Now, these could have been anybody, but it just happened to be there is a color divide in Brixton, and most of the looters and rioters were young black males. But it's a bigger problem than that, as you well know. This is a massive problem. However, it's going to turn into a racial divide. There's already tension on the streets. You can feel it when you're walking down through Brixton. Half the people are saying in their head, who's responsible for this? And the other half are thinking, why are they looking at me like that? And that's only going to get worse. So I can only say that this is a big warning shot out to the government, to David Cameron and to Tony Blair before him, who were very, very interested in bombing the innocent people of Libya, spending their money and their attention plundering Iraq and Afghanistan. And they've taken their eye off the ball for about 10 or 12 years, maybe 20 years.
Well, it turns out Tony Blair had a long-term secret immigration plan to actually bring the illegals in as a political constituency. But to be specific, unless I misheard you, because I want this on record, Patrick Henningsen, you're saying you did witness barricades, black males attempting to pull people out of cars and successfully pulling a white male out and beating him. Did you witness black males doing that to a white male?
Well, I didn't see the color of the guy in the car. I couldn't see if they had jumped in the car or not. But I did see the person who was trying to help him was a white male, and he was beaten as a result of his intervention. Now, it was such a situation that you couldn't even go out in the street to help the person because...
No, I understand, but the white man was beaten by what color people?
A gang of seven or eight Afro-Caribbean, young boys.
Basically. Yeah, I mean, that's how politically correct we've all gotten, myself included, that I had to interrogate you to even get you to say it. And I'm not criticizing you, Patrick. I understand the fact that we all want to get along, but the only way we're going to stop this is by decrying it. And that's why I've protested people like the Ku Klux Klan. But the fact that we have black groups more and more thinking it's their right to beat the daylights out of or rob white people is wrong. And at the end of the day, it's going to end up hurting black folks. What do you say to that?
I agree. The politicians don't need to be telling black communities to tell their children to not engage in this kind of crime. The parents, the families of these children in the black community need to take responsibility, which they're clearly not. At 2 a.m., if your kid's out running around while there's police helicopters overhead, obviously you're not doing anything near a job of parenting. And maybe that's not their fault. Maybe it is. Maybe most of them are single parents, which they are. But you have a complete breakdown within the black community of any sort of form of control. And that's not everybody, obviously, but we're talking about a significant amount of young kids.
In closing, absolutely, give us your website, Patrick Henningsen.
Our website is 21stcenturywire.com. 21stwire.com. That's 21stwire, or 21stcenturywire.com, 21stcenturywire.com. You get a lot of reports on there, and we're trying to keep up. In fact, the criminals in North London are issuing leaflets on the street saying, don't talk to anybody, change your haircut, so you won't be identified from CCTV photos.
We're going to have to get you back on. Go do your RT interview and pop.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations is a Trojan horse to America? They're bent on the destruction of our national sovereignty, and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are in league with them. Obama and Clinton filed a grievance against the United States concerning human rights violations. If we accept the United Nations norm for human rights, we'll lose our national sovereignty. They hate Arizona for upholding our laws. They want illegal aliens in this country. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have been tracking what's happening in the UK since Sunday. I've seen the videos on YouTube that are not on the news. Some of the photos and videos are coming out. Buildings with white people in them set on fire. White women jumping out of burning buildings to police and firemen, whites being dragged out of cars, being beaten within an inch of their life, whites made to strip down naked and give black immigrants their clothes. I mean, imagine if white people were going around pulling black people out of cars and beating them up and burning their houses down. I mean, the average Brit is a politically correct, anti-white worshiper of political correctness. I mean, I know a lot of Brits. They are seized by self-loathing and hate. They are worshipers of anything non-European. And this is what they're now going to get. Now, on the other end, I don't like the globalists who are using all of this to get us at each other's throats while engaging in soft-kill eugenics against blacks, Hispanics, Asians, whites, everybody. I know it's programming, and I understand that it's what the social engineers, the cultural Marxists, that's what they call themselves, do, is they bring in groups, they get them dependent, they wait for society to degenerate, and then they use these groups as weapons. And you better believe, ladies and gentlemen, you had better believe and you had better know and understand that upwards of half the population of the U.S. survives off a government paycheck, whether it's Social Security, doesn't matter if you paid into it, the government now controls you. Upwards of 50 million, they say it's 45.9 million on food stamps. There's another 4 or 5 million that are on supplemental. There's other forms of state. It's probably more than 50 million on food stamps. That's 50 million people every day in a digital food line, a digital soup line. This country is degenerating. And Madison Avenue, MTV culture has sold an idea of gangsterism and crime. And the young white kids dress like gangsters and festoon themselves in the outfits and have their pants hanging down over their hind end saying, I'm a punk, I'm a sex slave. That's what that means from prison. The young males try to dress and act like gangsters as part of their manhood to scare people. Most of them are completely cowardly jellyfish. Whites, Hispanics, blacks, you look at the youth, you go to any restaurant, any store, more than half of them look like absolute mentally deranged, brain damaged fools. And what's going to happen is that more and more this is going to happen in the U.S. and they're going to die. Because some of us are real men. We're not playing games. We got our Second Amendment. Our ancestors fought for it. We're not slaves of the Queen of England, and we're not going along with it. Okay? And you notice that's why the gangbangers in Chicago, New York, L.A., places where they've really restricted the Second Amendment, where the public can't defend themselves, where politically correct, effeminate men are just cowering in fear, that it's the type of places where people are fed on indiscriminately. I mean, let me tell you something. I wouldn't need a gun if a group of people were trying to attack me. You get 5-6 people attacking you, folks, that's when Tyrannosaurus Rex comes out. That's when a big can of you-know-what gets opened up. And I'm talking about anybody. If you're not in touch with your instincts, ladies and gentlemen, a little bitty raccoon, if it's cornered, can beat up Mike Tyson because it's cornered. Believe me, raccoons kill big hunting dogs. They'll get them in the water, grab their ears, push them down. Any of us could act like a raccoon when cornered. And I don't know how you've lost your fight, how you've lost your guts, how people could sit there and let people beat them up. It is pathetic. I've watched these videos of these cowardly Brits just sit there and pull their clothes off and do whatever they're told. And I've been there. I've been racially attacked growing up in Dallas. And let me tell you something. I gave as good as I got. And bullies don't like it, even in the end, if they start winning, if they get hurt. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you don't need a gun to kill somebody. All you got to have is the will. I'm sorry. It really freaks me out to watch how domesticated people have got. And it really gets my blood up. Now, that said, I don't know with Watson on Skype and Ted Anderson on the sat line if we can play that clip of Greenspan. Are we able to play that? We got it. Okay. I'm going to get back into the riots later in all the details. But the fact that the media, predominantly, some will cover it, will not get into the fact that this is racial. Ladies and gentlemen, I get mad when I hear about the Klan lynching some black person, pulling them over on the side of the road and doing it. I get mad at people being cornered and outnumbered. That's why I've spoke out against it. But I'm sick of some black people out there that think it's their right to talk about white people like we're not human beings and like we did something to you. Most white people, ancestors were slaves if you knew your stinking history. Of course, it's not just black folks that obviously don't know their history. We're taught all this black history stuff to get us at each other's throats. And what you're taught in that history is not the full history. And I'm sick of it. And I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the bankers using this system to get everybody at each other's throats. Now, I'm going to Watson, Steve Watson, Paul Watson, first Paul Watson here in a moment. But the economy is a whole nother subject. Now, Here is J.P. Morgan says gold may jump $2,500 an ounce by year's end. And it says J.P. Morgan said on Monday it expects spot gold prices to climb to $2,500 an ounce or higher. Okay, they expect it to go even higher. This is CNBC. You understand what I just read to you? They are telling, and they're at the top of the pyramid in the control system. They're saying that they are saying it's going to go that high or higher. Fed officials will meet today after the unprecedented downgrades of the U.S. top credit shook investor confidence. And in another article I have dealing with this out of CBC Canada, they talk to the J.P. Morgan analysts, and they say because of inflation and dollar devaluation, they're finally being honest. Your gas prices aren't really going up. Your dollar is worth less. They're paying the same they were paying 5 years ago in Switzerland for gasoline or petrol. You're paying higher because your currency's devalued. It's our dollar's becoming like the peso. All right, I got to go to the Watsons here. Gold has topped 1,780 as investors seek safe haven. Soros reportedly, somebody made $10 million off bet, knowing that S&P was going to downgrade. Michael Moore, who I hardly ever agree with, says, show some guts, arrest S&P head to Obama. S&P is one of the groups that bankrolled Obama. We're going to be breaking all that down, but right now I wanted to briefly, and he'll check in with us later in the broadcast, in this guest-studded program today. I want to bring Ted Anderson up to break down what we're seeing. Ted, what does it signify to have J.P. Morgan Chase coming out and saying that they're saying they believe it will hit 2,500 or higher, revising their 1,800 mark that they predicted for the end of the year? Remember when we were kooks to say gold would hit 500 or 800 or 1,000 or 1,500? Now, once it's broken through the psychological level of 1,700, Ted, 2,500 and above, what in Hades is going on here?
Well, I mean, obviously a lot of money being printed. And J.P. Morgan was one of the founders of the Federal Reserve System back in 1913. I think they're in the know. What they're doing is they're talking about printing more money, more stimulus, as a matter of fact. And there's a lot of pressure on the Fed right now. Alex, I've never seen so many headlines about gold when I was just browsing this morning. It's terrifying. Last night, I didn't even sleep. I was watching the Asian markets. Gold hitting up there, like you said, in that 1780 range. And now we're sitting here at 1754.60 high in New York. I mean, I got to tell you right now, it's been one amazing roller coaster ride here at Midas Resources, and I'm sure that's happening in every gold dealer out in the entire United States. I mean, it's like the trading floor. The phones are ringing. People are writing orders. People are racing to treasuries right now because they're driving up the value and driving down the yield because they're afraid that that's one of the few safe havens that they can go to. Meanwhile, Vietnam is looking at picking up five metric tons of gold. That's the first time.
Every major university I look at, Ted, like UT, bought $500 million, then another billion, then reportedly another $500 million. So that's $2 billion in the last year of gold quietly. I mean, that's the University of Texas. They're all dumping their dollars and getting into gold. And again, we're the bad guys for being right, Ted. We totally called this a decade ago when they got rid of Glass-Steagall. We knew the writing on the wall.
Yeah, that's right. And thank God that our people that listen to this show are buying gold, because they're going to be doing okay when everybody else is falling apart.
Then we'll get that line, somebody may come steal it, over your dead body. Yeah, there's nothing perfect in this world. Why even have children if you think the government might try to take them someday? The whole point is, when things get bad, have more children. When things get bad, fight harder. When things get bad, get up off your hind ends. Stop watching Dancing with the Stars and American Idol and all this crud and get awake to what's going on. Get a second job. Start saving money. Start getting yourself ready. Buy guns. Because I'm telling you, folks, our chances are slim to none that we're not going into a total collapse road warrior situation that these bankers have set up. When they had a hurricane 3 or 4 years ago hit Houston and flooded out, all the way up at our ranch in northeast Texas, there were marauding groups predominantly of illegal aliens robbing everybody they could, and quite a bit of them got shot. That's the only thing that turned it back when 5 million illegal aliens got flushed out of there. And what I'm telling you is, ladies and gentlemen, as society continues to degenerate, we're in trouble, Ted. Look at the riots and looting and racial attacks starting everywhere. This has been the globalist plan. What happens when the welfare checks have been devalued through currency devaluation and they don't buy the things that these people need? What's going to happen?
Well, it's
going to be hunting time. And what's the most weak, pathetic creature in the West? Pathetic, chicken-necked white people. We are on the dinner table.
Yeah, I know you're right about that. And one thing for sure, Alex, if people keep their money in paper, you're going to have your money stolen from you through inflation and the printing press. Because right now, that's what they're turning to. They're looking for the Fed to pour the printing press on. And we're looking at the type of situation that Weimar Republic was looking at. And also Argentina, Brazil, Mexico. I mean, the list goes on and on.
And Ted, I'll go back. As societies degenerate, people break into gangs. Look at prisons. This is gang mentality. This isn't going to be the depression in the 30s when most people were agrarian and self-sufficient and Christian, regardless of what color they were. Pete, we are an immoral, decadent, gang-driven society with 50 years of a prison culture breeding a gang mentality. The police are a gang. All the other groups are gangs. We are going to descend into hell, Ted. I'm sorry. I'm just telling folks now what I really think. I am dug in with firearms and food. I'm ready.
Well, the whole
don't tread on me. That's all I got to say.
The whole world is looking at it that way, Alex. You see nations now moving into gold and moving away from the U.S. currency, and we lived on their money. We borrowed it from China and these places like this, and that's what created our prosperity all through the 1980s. And now we're paying for it because we're in debt up to our ears, and we're turning the Federal Reserve System to print more money so we can service the interest on the past due.
Absolutely,
debt.
Ted. This in now. Police lose control of London Street. Streets for third night, riots spread across UK, hundreds of them, burnings, racial attacks, mass burning, riots, rioters rob people on street, force them to strip naked. It just goes on and on and on. They're talking about martial law. That's on prisonplanet.com. Women jumping out of burning buildings. And Ted, we ain't seen nothing yet. It's even been in mainstream news that the real rich have all been moving to mountain redoubts, to the Cook Islands, to the middle of nowhere, to the upland jungles of Asia. The elites have all been pulling out to Wyoming, Montana, heavily armed, building bunkers, because they know they've engineered the total collapse. They're going to let us all basically burn out and then beg for a police state to come in behind it. People need to get gold and silver now before it is $2,500 an ounce. Ted, tell, because here's the good news. You've been buying the gold when it's lower. The gold and silver you've got right now, when did you purchase most of that? How big of a discount are you passing on to people right now? And give folks today's gold and silver offer. Then we're going to Paul Watson via video Skype and Steve Watson via telephone from the center of Airstrip 1, the UK, with their lovely multicultural riots. Go ahead.
Well, okay, real quick. I mean, we just bought it when the gold was sitting in the high 1690s. Silver was, sitting there at that $37, $38 range. Presently, right now, British sovereigns are at 378. Francs are at 381. Small pieces of gold are things that you can put into your shoe and walk away with. I mean, it's so important to have little small pieces of gold. The other thing you can get into right now is the U.S. Eagle. That's a good coin as well. They're sitting right now at a price. Hang on just a second. I just want to make sure. There it is, $1,869.78. I really recommend the bags, the survival bags of dimes. Right now they're at $2,831. I mean, there's just an array of different things. I think that's having your money in U.S. currency right now is a bad mistake in anybody's portfolio. I mean, at least get to the Swiss franc or something, but I would suggest that you have gold and silver, because gold and silver has been money for 6,000 years, and the banking system cannot mess with it. You're going to have something that will hold value and has had held value for so many years that, it's outside of their control.
Absolutely. And, Ted, for folks to get the big discounts, and I know you're going to be going up in prices here soon on the silver, it's still $88 for two silver dollars, free shipping, a free book, and a video. You can't get two silver dollars for $88 out there delivered. I mean, there's no way. That deal's still going, about to go up. It was just $70 a month ago or so. All that gold he's mentioning, when you call, say it's the radio special to take advantage of it. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. 888-686-2237. We told you to buy gold at 300. It's 1780, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, get involved today. 800-686-2237. If you want the biggest discounts, ask for them to read off the list of Alex Jones radio specials of the best deals Midas offers. 800-686-2237. Do not wait. 800-686-2237. Thank you so much, Ken Anderson.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
All right, I take you to the ongoing rioting spreading all over the UK. The looting, the racial attacks, the burning buildings, the looted stores, the political correct ninnies running around worshiping it, that it's like the second coming of Valhalla. And we also have all sorts of racial attacks and rioting breaking out across the United States we're going to be covering. Joining us from just north of London, Paul Joseph Watson, his brother from London, coming up. Sorry to get you on late here, Paul. Got stuck with Henningsen earlier. Very interesting intel on him being barricaded in the pub and watching the racial attacks. We're going to break here, but what's coming up, Paul Watson?
Well, Alex, I've just written an article entitled "The Rioting Underclass, Product of a Diseased Culture." And it gets into the kind of motivations as to why these Clockwork Orange-style droogs have launched this assault basically against the British public. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into how we predicted this a year ago, 2 years ago, and generally why both sides, both the underclass and the middle class, are being played off against each other to justify the establishment response, which obviously is police state, martial law, troops on the streets, curfews, and so forth.
We're going to break it down when we come back.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
You know, Jaron tried to rob him in his car a while back, and he beat him up and probably has to go to court for the guy for sentencing. And one of our crew members' wife was in Lubbock, and there was an attempted basically racial carjacking. I mean, let me tell you, folks, everybody's wives especially need to be packing heat. You keep your car doors locked, and if somebody tries to break in, you grease them. And unfortunately, in the U.K., there's riots going on everywhere. You really don't have a recourse instead of going absolutely ape with a baseball bat or I guess you can get a hold of a sword or something. But people have got to learn to defend themselves. It's this attitude. It's like grizzly bears are coming in now and eating people because folks aren't hunting them anymore. Polar bears are coming in and eating people. Wolves, coyotes are killing folks all the time now because we're domesticated modern ninnies. And gangs and criminals are going to feed on us. Steve Watson coming up from London, finishing up in this segment. Paul, you've got big reports up. They're openly talking about martial law. Why didn't they just clamp down on this in the first place? Because they love to use it to go after everybody. Go ahead.
Well, that's the thing that came out of, you know, dozens of eyewitness reports on the first couple of nights, as well as last night, was the fact that on every occasion when these looters went in to burn a building or loot a, you know, a JD Sports or a Tesco or a Debenhams or even local businesses, the police would just stand back and do nothing, which of course now has led to this call to put troops on the streets. It's led to the call for curfews. On BBC News earlier, they were showing people getting pat downs, implying that that's what's needed. So again, it's pressure from above and pressure from below. But anyone who believes that these nihilistic moron scum who are marauding around, you know, with their jeans halfway down their thighs represent the vanguard of some organic revolutionary movement are completely asinine. I mean, they're not rioting around Downing Street, Houses of Parliament, Buckingham Palace. They're busy filling trolleys full of tennis shoes, you know, iPods, and booze and cigarettes.
Here's
they're
the
not
deal.
Interested in
if
political
you're pulling
freedom.
People out of cars and robbing them, you need to die. You need to die. People need guns to defend themselves. And the police witness mob attacks, beating people. They need to put these people down. That's the type of message. But government has prisons for colleges of corruption. They send nonviolent there to learn how to be criminals. They want crime to menace the general public. Your brother's told the story with his girlfriend going out to eat. Clean cut, college educated. The secret police come up and put you in a database and ask if you're a terrorist. Okay? But then the welfare hordes they bring in, well, those are actually becoming the new police. So this is a perfect setup, and they're going to use it to throw the book at law-abiding citizens and suck off you because the government's criminal, the police are criminal, and the thug welfare people are criminal. Paul Watson.
Well, yeah, completely. It's like a bad zombie movie, I've called it. It's, you know, Rise of the Idiots. And, I mean, these people, the establishment loves them. I mean, that's why the multinational corporations, the entertainment industry, MTV, manufactures these rap icons. These young people are fed on a putrid diet of vapid, amoral football stars who live a lifestyle that they could never hope to attain. So that's why they're, you know, going in Tesco's and filling their boots with 40-inch televisions. And it's all due to this poison disease culture that they've been fed by the establishment. And it creates this army of marauding scum that causes havoc and chaos. The police sit back and do nothing. Of course, the police are all too keen to crack heads and kettle legitimate protesters when there's a G20 in London. But when hundreds of marauding scum looting, burning down local businesses, they were attacking charities, they were attacking...
It's worse than that. At the G20, Paul, they beat the guy to death delivering newspapers and then covered it up for fun. So a Brit, you know, delivering newspapers, he must die, but then the marauding scum must be worshipped. Why don't they recognize him as the new government of England, like in Libya?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.